encouragement. I still don't know what irony is. Though ignition in the velvet dark has a time, sometimes, to flare up and sickle away and sickle into the day. In a pitch dark flip top, blaze of twists with its core memories and dirty tricks, I reach across and flick of a switch, the corpse sits up alive again. Blowing fuses of the scorching light, I know it would pay well for me to get up, break down, make a cup of tea, return and pretend some event never happened. Praise and encouragement reaching over, switching off into fabric stillness. Then to fall for all that in the bedtime, this is what perfection is. Thank you.
Next up, a man making his debut on the open mic, Owen Murray.
DAU. I got. It might take a while. I was writing these last night, and it's a kind of an experiment in a way for me just to see how it goes, because they're fairly new stuff. Sunday, 11th of the 3rd, 2012, 2 p.m. Spectators, blank canvases. Here I sit, waiting for the inspiration to come through an open door that I opened about a month ago. Gonna go about starting again and break through the walls I already broke down. And so I found a cause, and so I broke it down all around me and found a beat to walk to and to be free. It's a pulse in my veins that culminates at the tip of my fingers that breaks its way into the page. It ain't diluted, it's the same as all the stuff that flows and blows its way around my brain. I break and I got broken down just so I can remake again. All the lyrics repeat themselves on the radio, song through song and on to the next clone. There's nothing made, only money, and that's all they own. These people that only get a place to put their bones at the end of the day, it stays the same. Nothing changes except change. Whether small or big, I make it my own, and there's a way to beat before you get beaten back to the bone. 4 p.m. bus stations. Bus stations were... Bus stations where people gather up to go and get there, day in, day out, and waiting, hoping that the bus is 20 minutes early or 20 minutes late. You wait at bus stops hoping for a rhyme to drop on your page just after listening to the same, to some rage. It don't matter if you're in a cage, physically, internally, in the state of change. Your range depends on how much you wait. On bus stations, airplanes, or behind colleges, or behind college gates, day in and day out, it'll stay the same until you make a change. Or someone kicks you out, and you are out of range and on your own. Do you mope, or do you hone this feeling, gathered up and pumping from the outside in until there's nothing left to do except some breathing?
I'm going to skip forward a bit because there's a lot. I'm going to go through it slower than I thought it would.
This is about, I don't know, 2 a.m. last night. That's what I'm going through, it's slower to be honest. When you step out of your comfort zone, you're the only one who did the stepping. All of the influence are only undertones. Whether heard or unheard of, they are there and always will be. Will be till you question what is there. Have a little meditation and see before your sight binds you to only see what you perceive every day, day in, day out, until you slip into the darkness. They are, no one can see unless they're out of it. Or have been long enough to see that all is not really how it seems, and what you perceive is only you alone. Everything else can be honed and learned to appreciate what others perceive, not because of what you believe, not because of past grievances, not for any other reason than the light that is revealed and let into your vision when you see that others see it differently.
One more.
You set out on a drug trip. Your dreams collided with reality. To see you was an epiphany to me. I followed you. I observed the truth you seemed to spout from every move you made. I saw I could follow and practice it a little too. Because what I saw was what I wanted to be through you. Now I see things a little differently. What I perceive changed with experience. Outside of time, I went on a little trip of my own. I'm not saying I can see through your mind now. I'm just saying I see you a little differently. And thankfully, what I perceive became part of me. In my thoughts and hopefully in what others will perceive. About the time that I start following my dreams, I got the new philosophies born out of observation. Next thing I need is a practice to give me motivation. And when and once the ball is running, I can't stop, I won't stop. The more I get to getting coming. Yeah,
let's stop it there.
Very well, guys. Next up we have Aidan O'Shea, please.
This is a seasonal piece called The Pruning. Late February is the best time to prune the beech hedge that surrounds the garden. Soon it will stir from winter sleep to push new shoots and leafy fingers out. Beech has its own intelligence, taking its cue from the heat and light of spring as the land tilts closer to the sun. Soon, the quiet suburb will come alive to the noisy drone of chainsaws. Judicious pruning brings on new life by cutting out the deadwood, directing growth, and letting in the air and light. The point and angle of the incision is critical. After pruning, the beech must staunch each fresh wound and form a scar. As soon as this has healed, tight folded leaf tips shoulder through the brown parenchyma of last year's stem, and then begins the feast of photosynthesis. This is an elemental task which feeds our every breath. As leaves draw in Earth's CO2 and water and give us back pure oxygen, a life-saving dividend. Dear God, or Mother Nature, or whoever is in charge out there, that is very impressive chemistry. Sun and water to the plants, making carbohydrates, and oxygen for the animals. Man, the steward of Earth's garden and inventor of the chainsaw.
Alright, are we on count in rows? So, next up now, according to the rib, Jean Curtain, if we're done.
This isn't my own phone number, it's from Brendan Kelly, but I've actually got some phone by Brendan from Reservoir Voices, it's one of the books. It's called Prayer. Whether for the living or the dead, I am waiting, waiting to be fed. For millions of other reasons too, I am mostly born in human hearts. I listen to you. I travel beyond stars, carrying the sighs and cries of women whose sons are trapped in wars. Men and women, girls, boys, in sleeping bags and doorways, whispering me to dark skies. I know the meaning of despair. I know something of hope. Both always hover in the air. I listen to you, who listens to me. Is a rainbow the colors of health? Am I small as a fallen leaf, deep as any sea? I am your bridge. I will carry your words to presences beyond imagining. That is my life, my work, my privilege. A traveler living in the stillness of your soul. A greeting a few words of touching, a lonely plea, a kiss from the spirit of giving, available to tortured bodies, prisoners trapped in cells or money, lovers facing separation, friends drifting over cold borders. Help me to help you, in the name of whatever is good or good enough, to suggest the warm possibility of love. Certain forces work hard to betray me. I go beyond. There you are. I am your world's sin.
Or a list then ish. So there's only one person left on the list. So Corley fight with MSC.
Mr. Foreman, what about just basically from absorbing alcoholics and the relationship with the drink? So, if you were anybody else, people would say you were cruel. The way I always think you wrote, where you make me look like a fool. Still, we got that bond that they never understand. The way I'm always by your side, but you embraced my hand. So I can always pick you up every time I feel down. You help me forget about my troubles anytime you're around. I empathize with other men that be flirting with you because of blonde and gold complexion as a radiant you. They crave on their lips just to savour your kiss and pausing for a breath, contemplating the next. So luscious, you aptly compliment cigarettes, nursing to my stress via rest. For money means nothing when it comes to spending on you. For it could never be me if I never had you. Yet people still talk, saying you're so from my wealth. And even worse, saying you're affecting my health. Claiming you were to blame every time I'm arrested. But I deny your involvement to the judge and contest it. The court say I must leave you. You're the source of my blues. But I don't care what they say. Because I'm in love with you, Bruce.
One more person and this is James Foley, please.
Okay. This is trying to get some words through bad things. It's good really so but you know, here it was. For a moment I want to lose myself and clear my mind from the state that I'm in and the troubles I find. Forget all my concerns which I overinflate. Forget my dreams that over time have grown stale. I'll forget my regrets and all the time that I waste. I'll go to the mountain top and breathe in fresh air. I'll close my eyes and sail far, far away. I'll set down softly in some distant land. I won't know where I find myself or what I'm left behind. I'll stand up tall and walk into this new world. I'll earn my keep by chopping wood. With the woman I love, we'll grow our food. In the evenings, I will dance and sing some songs. In the morning, I'll stroll by the water and bring the kids along. Happily knowing that the near fields are green and never wish again to wipe my slate clean. Called the river. From above to lean it rises, and in an arc through the glen the river flows around where leaves are found. Out of sight it continues on down through Oak Hazel and Ash Woodland, down past Kilcoman to Dripsy, where it was tamed for the mill and from where it got its name. On cold clear winter mornings the rising fog marks its course, which mesmerizes my child's mind. On Sundays we will walk with Dad through the rays of sunlight that breach the leaf canopy, searching for young mountain ash, strong and straight enough for a drover to keep his stock in line. near the old oak footbridge, hearts ripened, tattooing her lips purple, which matched the season's colours. Upriver, Dennis built a dam to power his house. It generated some buzz at the time. Now it's another folly to match leaders. It did create a pool for us kids to swim in, and a place for us to hang staples from bathing twine to amuse the fish. Billy's tree stands near the edge of the wood, not far from Riegel's corner. A low bowed branch has grown thick with time for sitting on. It's an oak that strikes you each time you pass. I imagine myself on the tree for hours, watching the woodland life below. Now on occasion when I return, I walk through the fields, into the wood, and down to the river's edge, and I stand and watch it flow by. But mostly I'm reminded of it, as I stand beneath the night sky, outside my family home. Its call comes clearly up the valley in the still of the night.